The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Well, hello there. This is Fred Brack, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from Our State magazine. Today's reading of Our State is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974 and underwriting our podcast for over 15 years. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. And it's time to break the cover on a brand new issue of Our State magazine, celebrating North Carolina. Brand new year, January 2022. Can you believe it? We're going to have to stop saying 21 and start saying 22 and writing 22 instead of 21, etc., etc. But here we go with the first issue, appropriately themed winter welcome. Roan Mountain to Roanoke Island, 9 stunning snow-covered views. And if we get to it, plus things like Locals Guide to Hickory and The Secret to Camping in the Cold and stuff like that. All sorts of good things. But we start, as we always do on the first reading of every month, with the From Elizabeth column. This one is entitled Winter Outlook. You can see the face, the recognizable face, the forehead, the nose, the jutting chin of the old man. The reclining profile that is Grandfather Mountain. From the dining room of the Grand View Restaurant in Banner Elk, just beyond your plate of biscuits and white gravy, beyond your bacon and eggs and hash browns. You can see it from the ninth fairway at Hound's Ear Club Golf Course, that familiar rock face rising nearly 6,000 feet above the earth, its gaze toward the heavens, anchored in place as it has been for a billion years. You can see it from North Carolina Highway 105 in Fusco. In the winter, the profile is veiled in snow, its beard dappled white, yet the semblance is always there, the comfort of an age-old immemorial landscape. For 4 days in the fall, I saw the profile of Grandfather Mountain every morning from the deck of a vacation house in Boone, having been lucky to find a spot with such an extraordinary view. I drank my morning coffee and watched the clouds skim across the top of the mountain, watched a midday rain shower settle over the valley, watched shafts of afternoon sunlight bathe the trees in a glorious shimmer. How many places in North Carolina can claim views like this? A dozen? 100? I think of sunrise over Old Lighthouse Beach in Buxton, a sight that'll hold you spellbound, and the sweeping view from the gallery of the Cape Hatteras Lighthouse. It'll leave you breathless. And not just from climbing the 257 steps, but also from that expansive vista of treetops leading to the open sea, a beauty to behold. I think of the views closer to home, the ones that take me back to the landscapes I knew. I can see my grandmother looking out over her flower garden, dormant in winter, but readying for blooms of early crocus. I can see my dad looking out the windows of our old house in Randolph County. The gentle sloping Uwharries in the distance, far less elevation than the Blue Ridge, but just as endearing. When my parents moved to a townhouse in Greensboro, away from views they'd known for so many years, my dad still found a place by the window. He worked his crossword puzzle every morning and watched for the birds, chickadees, and northern cardinals to gather at his feeders. He watched for a deer that appeared in the early evening. He excitedly called for my mom when he saw the first flakes of snow drifting from the sky. Views don't have to be dramatic to be memorable. Now, from my own window on quiet evenings, with the tree canopy sparse and the horizon unobscured, I wait for my favorite view, a moonrise, luminous in a cloudless sky. I can make out the shadows on the surface, the ones that give the illusion of a face, the fabled man in the moon, the old man, eternal in its place in the sky. And I imagine that it's looking back at me, reflecting light, hope, shining back so bright. And now, as I do on the first reading of every month, I would like to interpret the photo essay for you. For those of you who cannot see the beauty of it or cannot see it well enough to fully appreciate the beauty, this is Fred's audio description of the photo essay, Dawn's Early Light. On New Year's Day and each frosty morning after, dawn breaks clear and bright across our state, from coastal whitecaps to mountain snowcaps. In North Carolina, the brilliance of a winter sunrise brings the promise of fresh possibilities. Written by Katie St. Singh. Our lead photo says, on Round Bald, one of the peaks that make up Roan Mountain, a golden sunrise shines through a veil of blustery snow and ice. A dominant theme here is the sun bursting over a mountain in the near distance. I guess we'd call it a big hill at this point. In a low-hilled area, we see others in the background off to the right, but this one is coming in from the middle of the page on the left, and it's coming in, and then it starts to slope down to the right about 30 degrees. And just as it starts to slope down, there is a burst of sunlight. It's like clear white in the middle, and the rays of the sun come out over the golden slopes of the mountain. And everything from mid-distance up to the top of that mountain peak is a golden brown color. We even see some evergreens in there, but they too are a brownish, not a green color. And in the foreground, we have fresh fallen snow on rocks with some bushes that have lost their leaves floating in the near distance to us. And then off to the right, we start to get away from that bright reflection from the sun, and things get a little more normal, and we see another tree, and the photo ends shortly after that. Roan Mountain, an early morning hike into the clouds, reveals a view that few North Carolinians see, a sunrise at more than 6,000 feet. Roan Mountain is not one peak, but a long, towering ridge that rises along the border of North Carolina and Tennessee. Known for its late spring rhododendron bloom, spruce fir forests, and treeless high-elevation meadows or grassy balds, Ryan takes on new beauty under a blanket of snow. We've got two pictures here. One is a hiker going through a path in the woods. There are trees on both sides. The trees' branches meet over his head. Fresh fallen snow adorns the bare branches. Maybe there's a little bit of ice there. Can't really tell. And the man, who has a backpack and is walking away from us, is followed by a shaggy dog. And we can see that the trail is well wandered because there are lots of footprints in it. To the right, Must have been a fresh snowfall overnight. The trees are covered all the way to the top with snow. You wouldn't know what kind of a tree it was, except it's probably an evergreen holding on to that amount of snow. You can't see the green. You can just see all the snow over the branches. And that's true on the high ones and the low ones and the ones in the distance as well as up close. And then right close to the front of the picture on the lower left is a meadow which has a bunch of perhaps they are stiff grasses or perhaps they are what's left of some low shrubs. But all of these shoots are coming straight out of the snow and they are all covered right from their very tips down to the surface of the snow with snow themselves. And then we see a little cliff going off to the right and then it just drops off. We see more mountains in the distance, and then we see the tops of clouds. Must be a valley beyond, and the clouds have settled down, and beyond the valley clouds, there is orange going up to white, going up to blue in the sky. Green County. Snows come and go, but some images of life in the old North State are indelible. Red Lion's Country Store, outside the eastern North Carolina town of Ormondsville, may be long shuttered, but it still proudly advertises the simple pleasure of a Pepsi, just as it has for decades. Today, the building's owners are seeing to it that the property will remain a reflection of the past for many winters to come. This is an old filling station, so you have a one-room building, not a garage that you go in, but a place perhaps to go in and get some snacks and pay your bill. And then it has a long portico coming out in the front, held up by just two poles, because there's only one gas pump out there. Probably was a second one, possibly a third, but all we see is this one ancient gas pump and enough room for probably only one car to come up beside it at a time. And on the side of the building, which has a metal roof, still in pretty good condition, I guess, it says Red, and that's in quotes, Lion, and of course Red Lion, L-Y-O-N, is in red, as is most of the print on the rest of the building. We see join the swing to Pepsi Cola, 5 cents. Must be an old sign. There's a little bit of blue in the background, and join the swing to is written in white on top of the blue. Pepsi Cola 5 cents is all in red on a white background, and snow is everywhere. Hawksbill Mountain. When dawn arrives in the mountains, it stretches out its rosy fingers to touch the highest points of the Linville Gorge Wilderness, a federally protected area that some call the Grand Canyon of the East. From the craggy peak of Hawksbill Mountain, elevation 4,009 feet, hikers get a panoramic view of Pisgah National Forest and the otherworldly grandeur of Linville Gorge in winter. Picture on the left is a rocky outpost. The boulders just seem to be flat on top, and they seem to be layered on top of one another, and they come and then they just drop off. And I think you'd drop off if you took a step off there, too. I think it just goes all the way down to the valley. There's a little bit of water pool in an indentation in some of the rocks. The rocks themselves have some lichen or other substances on them which reflect different colors in the sun. We see yellow on some of them, and the one in the furthest distance from us is a brownish color. And the water is bright blue, surrounded by white ice and or snow. To the right, perhaps this is the same rocky outpost that we were just looking at, we see a man standing 1 foot ahead of himself as he looks off in the distance, and there are rocky outposts here. The rocks just seem to head up at a little bit above parallel, headed toward the skies, and he's got his foot on one of them. They were perhaps what we saw. The rock formations swirl downward below this. They go from horizontal to vertical and have been chiseled away by the winds and the rains and the snow and ice for years. And there's a little bit of piled up snow at the base of them. And now the Blue Ridge Parkway. Nearly every vista along the Blue Ridge Parkway has something special to offer. First thing in the morning, it's the east-facing overlooks that shine. At two popular sunrise-watching spots along the scenic byway, Thunder Hill Overlook in Blowing Rock and Ten Bark Ridge Overlook in Asheville, visitors wait, coffee in hand, for the day to break over the Blue Ridge. So here we are at Thunder Hill. The sun is just coming up. It's almost complete above the mountain. Just a little bit of the curvature of the bottom is gone. It's a big, bright, whitish globe against a very colorful pink, yellow, and orange sky. The mountains themselves really are pink. That's the color we see through the mist. Furthest one away is pink, and then it gets a little darker, and then it turns purple, and then we see the green coming out of the ridge that is second furthest away, and then the one that's very nearest is a very dark green. To the right, here's a couple that has brought their coffee in a Yeti mug, I think, and they're sitting in two portable chairs, facing the sunset, which is our sunrise, rather, which is a little higher now, and we see some blue sky and wispy clouds above them, but they're just enjoying the view. Greensboro. In the Reedy Fork community in northern Greensboro, a winter morning softened by snow is still and quiet, but surely not for long. Soon the joyful shouts and laughter of neighborhood kids will ring out from yards and parks across Guilford County. In the Piedmont, where snow is never a certainty, even a dusting is good reason to pull out the sled. This is a very snow-covered, foresty picture, but it's in a civilized area. We see a two-lane, or rather, I can't tell if it's a two- or a four-lane roadway separated by a barrier. As it curves, it goes from the lower left to the mid left as it curves, and above that, off of that road, are side streets that are leading to a whole bunch of homes in a community. And off to the right, you just get nothing but forest, but everything is coated in white. So if we eliminate the sky, which is the top quarter of the picture, you almost might think this is a black and white photograph, because that's the trees are coming across as almost black and coated in white in this picture. But the sun is just peeking above the horizon on the right hand side, and where it's coming up is a blast of yellow. At least that's how the camera has caught it here, as if it's burning out a little piece of the forest over there. The sky itself, low on the horizon, is a white leading to a yellowish, sort of an amber color, a little pink in there. There's some clouds, and they're pink. As you go up, it suddenly gets a lot brighter. It's white, and then it gets darker again as we see a long cloud bank going along, and there's breaks in the clouds, so we keep seeing this whitest section behind the clouds, which run from a purple on the left to a pink in the middle to a very pale, washed-out color on the right-hand side. And up at the top, we have purple rolling clouds. And now, all the way out to Nag's Head. Jeanette's Pier is a place for all seasons. Open year-round, the 1,000-foot pier is a beloved backdrop for summer beachgoers, anglers in the spring and fall, and winter wanderers who stroll the quiet shores of Nag's Head. And when a rare snow falls on the Outer Banks, Jeanette's Pier watches the dunes turn into mini snow-capped mountains that sparkle as the sun comes up over the horizon. Tootsie Doubles page spread here. I would say at least a third of the picture from the bottom left to mid to upper right-hand side is snow covering a dune. And we can tell it's a dune because it washes out into a tire track streaked sand area that leads to a foamy surf coming in. And in the background on the right is the building at Jeanette's Pier. It's a pretty big building, actually. And it extends out on the pier for 1,000 feet. There are three very tall towers on the pier. And I can't see the detail well enough, but it looks like they might be wind turbines. And then on the pier itself, there are three shelters, small buildings. I don't know exactly what goes on in each of them. It could be that they're just covered and there are billboards inside as opposed to actually being able to go into something because they're pretty small, although one at the end looks like you could go into it. The sun has come up over the horizon, and we see it just underneath the pier. So looking between some of the supports of the pier, we see the sun just touching the pier itself at the top and the water underneath. Grandfather Mountain. On Linville Peak, the sunrise brings warmth and color to a frosty, wind-blown landscape. Along with a famed mile-high swinging bridge in Linville, one of four named peaks on Grandfather Mountain, offers some of the best views in the high country. On a clear day, you can see the Charlotte skyline some 80 miles in the distance. Here is another tree that has been coated overnight with snow or perhaps some ice. It is pure white. Can't really see the color of the underlying needles that are obviously hanging on to the snow. And below this, a very tall tree that sticks above all of the others, we see other trees as the hill recedes toward the foothills in the distance. And peeking between two of the branches of snow-covered tree on our left-hand side is the sun and the typical amber and pink and yellowish colors that you see on the horizon before they lead up to the clear blue sky in this case. And on the right, that famous bridge that goes out in Grandfather Mountain, the swinging bridge, mile high, it does not look like it's about to fall down. It's well-fortified. It's got high posts on both ends, but then it's got the classic cables that connect between them and other cables, too, which are running to the side on both sides to keep it from swinging very much, I assume. And how about Roanoke Island? Never does the beacon atop Roanoke Marsh's lighthouse shine brighter than when it channels the splendor of a coastal sunrise. The red-roofed cottage, a replica of an 1877 lighthouse, stands 40 yards out into Shallow Bag Bay, a familiar sight in downtown Manteo and a reminder of local maritime history. What it lacks in height, it more than makes up for in charm, especially when a light snow falls on Roanoke Island. So we see the pier going out to this little building, the lighthouse. It's a white building with a metal roof, and on top there's a platform, and the light is on top of that. And what they've done is they've taken the picture such that the sun is shining through the glass area at the top of the lighthouse as if it is the light itself. And on the right-hand side of the little forest that's nearby, here we can see the brown bark on the trees and some remaining leaves there, but there's a lot of snow on the branches and on the ground. And finally, Max Patch Mountain. One of the most iconic views along the Appalachian Trail in North Carolina is a mountaintop meadow called Mac's Patch. Bald, but never barren, Mac's Patch is best known for wildflowers in the spring, grassy slopes in the summer, and views of bright foliage in the fall. Winter offers yet another perspective. In the soft glow of an Appalachian sunrise, even the coldest slopes radiate a warm welcome. Double page spread here. We see the open meadow. It's not flat. It's sloping up from the right-hand side. It's quite open. There are some scattered trees, maybe, I'm guessing 10 feet tall or whatever, kind of sparse, and generally speaking set far apart. But there is quite an open area that would be the meadows or the wildflowers. And then in the background, we see in various stages of trees growing closely together, completely covering the ground. And in the nearest group, it's actually, they look orange or maybe a light rust color. And beyond that, perhaps because they're in shadow, they are a darker color tending toward a blue or a purple. And then on the other side of that same ridge, we get that light brownish color again. And then in the distance, as things fade out, we get the darker colors leading off to a mottled sky. And that brings us to the end of our tutorial, or pictorial, I should say. If I go to the beginning of the magazine, they have a one-page double spread under the title View From Here, a jump start, Cataloochee Ski Area, high above Maggie Valley, snowboarder Bobby Baker hits one of the Cat Cage Terrain Park's ramps and launches himself into the air. As he completes a 360-degree spin, he catches glimpses of the pristine snow below. Because all of the resort's slopes are covered with man-made snow, skiers and snowboarders can carve their way down any of Cataloochee's 13 trails until March. So on the left, the snowboarder has just come off of a ramp. You can see that it's blue underneath because on the edges, some of the blue is showing through the snow and ice. And then the well-traveled surface is quite wide. He's way up in the air against a pale blue sky, not a cloud to be seen. He is definitely looking down. He is holding on to the front of the skateboard with his left hand and his right one is way up in the air, almost in a gesture of triumph. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Our State Magazine, and I certainly hope you enjoyed it, and that you'll be sure to listen next time. I'm Fred Brack, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Today's reading of Our State Magazine was underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Our State Magazine is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, call the studios 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.